I want to extract a conditional vow of silence.
I don't understand.
Case, I want to tell you something, in case something happens to me.
Corby?
I'm not a young man, Case, and I have a lot wrong with me. I've been through a lot. I feel it catching up. I don't expect to go soon, but things happen. If something should, there's something I don't want to die with me.
Okay, Corby.
If I suggested something, can you keep it to yourself, even if you think you maybe shouldn't? Can you do something for me?
You're making it hard, not telling me.
I know, it's not fair. The only other man I trust is Colonel Sweet, and his position wouldn't let him make such a promise.
It's not illegal,
not strictly speaking.
I guess.
Don't guess, Case.
All right, you have my word.
Good. Thank you. It is appreciated. Never doubt that. Two things. First, if something happens to me, go to the room on the second floor of my home. If I have left an oilskin packet on the table there, see that it gets to a blacksmith named Sand in Ore.
Case looked suitably dubious and baffled.
Second, after you do that, and only after, tell the colonel the undead are stirring.
Case stopped walking.
Case.
There was a note of command in Corby's voice the youth had not heard before.
Yes, all right.
That's it.
Corby, no questions now. In a few weeks, maybe I can explain everything.
All right?
Okay.
Not a word now. And remember, pack it to Sand, the blacksmith. Then word to the colonel.
Tell you what, if I can, I'll leave the colonel a letter, too.
Case merely nodded. Corby took a deep breath. It had been 20 years since he had attempted the simplest divining spell. Never had he tried anything on the order of what he now faced. Back in those ancient times, when he was another man, or boy, sorcery was a diversion for wealthy youths who would rather play wizard than pursue legitimate studies. All was ready. The tools of the sorcerer, appropriate to the task, lay on the table on the second floor of the house that Bowman's built. It was fitting that he follow the old one. He touched the oilskin packet left for Case, the opaque letter to Sweet, and prayed neither would touch the young man's hands. But if what he suspected were true, it was better the enemy knew than the world be surprised. There was nothing left to do but do it. He gulped half a cup of cold tea, took his seat. He closed his eyes, began a chant taught him when he was younger than Case. His was not the method Bowman's had used, but it was as effective. His body would not relax, would not cease distracting him, but at last the full lethargy closed in. His ka loosed its 10,000 anchors to his flesh. Part of him insisted he was a fool for attempting this without the skills of a master, but he hadn't the time for the training a bowman's required. He had learned what he could during his absence from the old forest. Free of the flesh, yet connected by invisible bonds that would draw him back, if his luck held. He moved away carefully. He conformed to the rule of bodies exactly. He used the stairway, the doorway, and the sidewalks built by the guard.